City Talk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
It is the weekend, which means it's Bloke Talk on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Thank you very much for getting involved in this show. If you're listening to it at the weekend, that's great. If it's on the download, then thank you. Are we on tomorrow on Sunday? Is there any football on Sunday? I don't think there is this Sunday, is there? So if you are listening Sunday afternoon, then hello, because it's a repeat, and we don't get any extra money, which is outrageous. It is the first time for 2 weeks that the original team of Bloke Talk return. The dream team, the three musketeers, kind of. I'd like to think I'm the Oliver Reed character in that particular kind of like mental image. Laura is here, our token bird.
But alive.
What?
But alive,
very good. Laura's here, and that man who made a very rude comment about one of the great acting talents this country has ever seen is Toby. Do you have a nice holiday?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
I didn't actually go anywhere. I went home. But
I thought you went away.
No, I wanted to go away, but a bit of a loser. Got no one to go with.
Oh, you can go on your own. That's no excuse.
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh, come on.
Holiday on my own.
I would.
It's on a bar in Spain, and you were sitting at the end of the bar there. These girls would be queuing. Yeah, they'd be flocking.
They'd all be Spanish, and I wouldn't understand a word they were saying.
Well, that should make your job easier. So you didn't go on holiday?
No. I went back down south to see my family went and visited my sister, who's in Brighton. And I'm a bit worn out at the moment, though, so can you talk to someone
about Brighton? No. Well, you're out of breath, aren't you? Because I know you've just legged it from a restaurant somewhere. I've just come from the pub. Where have you come from, Laura?
I've just been working. I'm going to go back and carry on working after I've done this. Yeah. Some of us actually
it's a hard life, isn't it?
Do some work.
Yeah. Brighton's a funny place, isn't it?
Brighton's. What do you make of Brighton? I did my broadcasting course down in Brighton.
Did you?
And didn't fall in love with it. But my sister.
Why not?
Well. I don't know. Yeah. I actually don't know. The two cities I've most fallen in love with in my life that I've spent any amount of time in were Manchester and Liverpool.
Yeah.
Never even fell in love with London, which obviously...
No, I can understand that. I mean, obviously, I'm a southern boy. London is just too smelly.
Yeah.
It's too big.
Too big.
It's too dirty. It's too blooming expensive as well.
Yeah, it is.
And Manchester, I've never been to. Liverpool, I'm here.
There's
I like
about,
it. It's great.
Something about the North
Brighton,
really.
Brighton's just quaint. It's a little bit seedy as well. That's what I like about it. I like that kind of slightly seedy
my
element.
Issue with Brighton, and being a journalist, and I suppose you know you'd probably understand, is that it feels like it's its own bubble.
Yeah,
that almost the rest of the world only hardly exists, and you know you have to actually seek out the rest of the world to know what's going on.
I think that's a fair comment.
That's a bit annoying for me. I want to know what's going on generally. My sister's a bit of a sort of bubbly person, you know, in her own bubble. And
so why has she stayed in Brighton?
Well, it's funny because she actually came and visited me while I was in Brighton and looked at where I was doing my broadcasting course and decided she wanted to do a broadcasting course. Yeah. So followed me and did the course.
Yeah.
Didn't fall in love with radio like I did, but fell in love with Brighton instead and stayed there.
I'd be interested to know what your sister's like. Is she like you?
Yeah.
Version of you?
I always say she looks a bit like me with less beard but curlier and longer hair.
Oh, God, that's hideous.
Has she got a boyfriend?
Not at the moment, no.
I can see why. She looks like you. That is rude,
Laura. From one woman to another who you've never met.
What she does have, though.
He just said she looks like him.
I just met him last week. An ex-boyfriend who actually clings onto her like a puppy. It's actually a little bit weird.
Yeah,
she plays in a band. She plays a violin and she plays...
Violin?
Sort of, jazzy sort of violin in a band.
Asking for a number.
What, looking like me?
No, you see, females who play musical instruments, there's something deeply erotic and attractive about
that,
particularly female tuba players.
I wonder why that is.
I know a couple of them.
Go on.
So you know, I went and saw her play in her band for the first time. I've never seen them before. Pretty good. And then this bloke afterwards, we went to a few different bars afterwards. He just carried her violin round for her like a little lovesick puppy. And it's like she dumped
a violin
him ages
carrier.
Ago.
Puppy.
Absolutely pathetic.
Yeah, but she's got the right idea. Clearly she's looking... No, I know, Laura, you're looking disdainfully, but the point quite clearly is, you know, you go for kind of a man who's kind of like a bit robust... a little bit rough and
not
ready. Rumble, tumble, yeah, and look after you. Tell you what to do. You like that.
And he's shorter than me as well, and I'm not tall.
But Toby's sister clearly is just looking for someone to kind of like be
carry her violin.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, if I had a violin, I'd want someone to carry it.
Yeah, I mean, it is a bit annoying.
It's not that heavy, a violin, is it?
No, it's not about the weight. It's just about the annoyance.
Gin and tonic in one hand, bag of nuts in the other.
Yeah.
Who's going to look after the violin?
I
know Brighton quite
well
because obviously I'm a South Coast boy, as people know, and I know that particular it's a city now, Brighton and Hove. I know it quite well, and there are similarities actually. You talk about Brighton being in the bubble. You can argue, and I mean this in a positive way. Liverpool is its own bubble in many ways. And I don't mean that in a horrible way, but, you know, I talk, when I do my radio show during the week, it's quite clear that people would quite like Liverpool to be in its own country. And there's nothing wrong with that. Let's just put a barrier up on the M62 and be done with it. Let's have the gunboats just off New Brighton.
What is it that person says? I don't believe in Manchester.
So, you know, there is an argument. Yeah. So
that's
you went.
Same
to, you didn't go on holiday though. You had a load of time booked off.
And I'm particularly annoyed because someone in our newsrooms just won a holiday today.
Have they?
So I'm particularly annoyed about that.
That's good news.
Yeah. Quite
how did they win a holiday? Did they write the best headline or
they
something?
They went to the awards ceremony for the parent group of this company and their seat number was read out as the holiday.
But why didn't you go away?
Because well, I've just said, first of all, I didn't really have anyone to go with. Yeah. Secondly, it's an expense thing.
Yeah.
And thirdly, I didn't quite have as long as I'd expected to go on this holiday.
Anyway, it's good that you're back. So this is Bloke Talk. This is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. And this is the weekend. Thank you for tuning in. And if you're downloading it, that's even better. Thank you. What have I got here? I need to talk about the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society. Someone set up, I noticed since last week, two more members.
Is that you and Laura?
No, they're new members.
I've refused to join, you know.
Why is that?
I don't want to
big myself up. There's in team, Toby.
I tell you what else I've done.
What have you done?
I've rejected several offers of friendship on Facebook from people who are listeners to this show.
We should talk about this because before you went away, and if you're a regular listener to Bloke Talk, you will know that Toby is single, and I think we agreed he was going to go. We're going to stick him on a dating website.
Yeah, we're going to stick it on Sarah Beanie's website, mysinglefriend.com.
Yeah, we've not done that yet, have we?
I've looked at it. There's some very attractive women. I think we should hurry up with this.
I know. A couple of weeks ago, when we finished...
You and
I are going to have to recommend him. Now, I know a couple of weeks ago, when we finished this show, he was straight out the door, right? Literally 5 minutes past nine. Looking
straight
at... He typed in Liverpool as a city, and he was looking at all of these ladies on there. And to be fair, there were some good-looking ladies.
There certainly are.
And let's not be shallow. It's not just looks, but you looked at their hobbies and their interests and stuff, and you went, I like that.
There's a few that might interest
So are we going to do this? Should we kind of... I mean, the thing is, we're going to do this on this radio show, and I'm happy to do this because there are plenty of people, more and more people are doing internet dating because there's more single people than ever before, and that's a good thing, and we should explore it in more detail. If we do it, the deal is you need to talk about your dates on air.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, it is and it isn't, because if your date doesn't go too well, it's not fair to mention the poor girl's name and you to come on with your prim and proper 18th century attitudes and go, she wore a pair of jeans and they should all wear skirts, which is what you might actually do.
I don't think that in the slightest.
Well, you don't like swearing.
I don't not like swearing, I just don't like it in the wrong moment.
Yeah. When is the right moment?
He's bound to have a problem with whoever
No, I'm not. Can you not put these women off immediately before they've even met me?
So that has got to be
just
the deal.
Just because you fancy me and you and you're jealous of all these women.
I don't.
No, Toby, this is just
not.
Not
on. She's putting them off before they even start.
Well, this is a deal. If we put you on, you're going to have to report back.
Okay.
We might even send you away of a recording unit so you can record some of the date. You have to tell her that's what you're doing.
Yeah,
and if it really comes, you know, if it really works, we want the wedding broadcast on Bloke Talk. Is that a deal? who just out of interest has contacted you? Have you seriously had people coming through Facebook going, I've heard you on Bloke Talk, you sound all right,
There are people in the same way that you'd get requests for friendship on Facebook.
Yeah.
I've had them, and I've known that they were listeners because they've been only friends of people that I know, and they've been you and Laura.
Right.
So I've been assuming that they were... listeners, and I've been rejecting them because I don't know who they are.
Okay.
That's a nice way to treat the listeners.
Well, I believe there is a
some lady comes along, she plucks up all these courage. One Friday night, okay, she's sitting there in her flat somewhere in Speak, right? Just off, or maybe just off Lark Lane. She's sitting there listening to Bloke Talk. She thinks, I'm single, I'm 38, time's getting on. He sounds like a nice man.
38, they're too old for me, I'm afraid.
I'm going to pluck up the courage to email him or contact him via Facebook.
All they did was add me as a friend.
They try and approach you via Facebook, which is a 21st century way of a gentle kind of like hand on the shoulder going, hello, I've not seen you here before.
And you reject them. There was no message of any sort as if to say, hi, I am a listener, but I'm a 25-year-old woman who's sitting on my own on a Friday night and I've heard you, blah, blah, blah.
Just fed my cats.
None of that. They were just, first of all, I think there's been three men.
What?
And secondly,
they've all. Flattering that they want to be your friends.
What I believe is that there is a certain. A part of my personal life that I would like to keep private.
Yeah.
And it's as simple as that.
Oh, coming on the radio, broadcasting across Merseyside, North Wales and the North West and say you're looking for a single partner. It's not a clever way to say you want to keep a bit of your life private.
I accept that, but that I'm allowed to choose what I say when I'm on Bloke Talk, whereas on Facebook, there are things that, you know, I only want my mates to see and know.
All right, how do you want to kind of pursue this? Do you want us to register you with Sarah Beeney, the woman who does Property Ladder?
Let's do it.
On her website. And if we do that, we're going to have to do it live online and on air as well, because it's only right, because Laura and I will have different views about what we think you are.
Okay.
Or do you want to do it privately? Or... do you want to advertise for, like, a female partner now?
Well, it's entirely up to you.
What about those who are listening who aren't online?
Then they're probably not my sort of person.
Why are they?
I like people who...
can they not afford a computer?
I like people...
They're
not my kind of people.
I like people who are up with the times, and that involves being able to turn on a computer and get on the internet, to be honest.
What if they haven't discovered .com?
Well, then they're listening now. All they've got to do is type .com and they get there.
But you're not on there yet.
Well, no, but I will be. When? When are you going to put me on? It's up to you guys to put me on.
We need to get it together.
Do it this week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you got time to do it this week?
I'm pretty busy.
I know, I'm busy as well.
Bottom of my priority.
Well, no, finding Toby a partner.
Well, fine, don't do it.
No,
then.
But I feel it's our duty now. Can't you just do a little advert now?
Go on, just 1 minute.
The initial idea of mysinglefriend.com is that it's your friends that advertise.
Yeah, but tell us what you're looking for.
No, I've got a better idea. He's right. He is right. It's rare, but he is absolutely correct on this occasion.
Okay.
Right? He should not have to advertise himself, so it's down to you and me.
Right, let's think about what we're going to do.
Can I leave the room? I don't think I want to hear
fine.
This.
So, Laura, I'm just thinking, your time starts now, 30 seconds, you know, as a friend of Toby, and I'll do it in a sec, sell Toby to the single female listening public.
Toby is a good-looking, old-fashioned gent. He's looking for a lady to share fun times with. He has a good sense of humour.
Yeah.
And... I can't think of it.
And is a felicitous puppy.
You've got about 20 seconds left. Is that the best you can do?
No, hang on.
What?
Non-smoker required, non-swearer.
Definitely.
Someone who knows how to use a computer, which they will do if they're on my single phone.
Yeah, clearly, yeah.
And I'll treat you right.
All right. Can I have a go?
Yeah.
Thank you. That was quite nice.
That was nice, wasn't it? Yeah. Round of applause for Laura there. Yeah, I think so. Round of applause. Okay, I'm thinking this, okay? If I was trying to sell you to a single woman listening across Liverpool, North Wales and the Great North West at the moment, okay, I'd say, ladies, are you looking for a bearded gentleman? A little bit scruffy. Remember Big Brother? Remember Mario? Looks like a younger version of Mario, though without the health and safety obsession. Good looking, reasonably fit, though sometimes lacks the ability to use a blade across his chin, so therefore looks like a slightly smaller and younger version of Sylvester Stallone. Likes watches. You need to be a watch obsessive. He doesn't like swearing. He doesn't like swearing. He likes a few ales.
Yes, fair.
And certainly if you're a fan of cowboys, then Toby is a man from you, because you can meet up with Toby and maybe, if you're lucky, you could go back to his bedroom and you can swing on those cowboy doors that he has instead of his wardrobe. Well,
come to my saloon.
Come to my saloon. I think that would work. So there you are. And emails come into Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N, duncan@citytalk.fm. If you do quite like the sound of Toby, we'll put you together.
I'd like them to be vaguely in my age range.
Yeah, how old do you want to go?
I would say, being the immature 24-year-old I am, nobody above the age of 26 would be interested.
You're making such a mistake. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because older women are the best.
Yeah, but
I'm married to an older woman. I'm married to someone 7 years my senior.
Yeah, but I think
damn good reason for
that. At the age of 24, a 31-year-old woman's not even going to be slightly interested in me.
They You're might mistaken. Want a toy boy.
And I'll tell you why in a few moments' time. Listen, we need to come back in a few moments' time. We've got an offer of a cab in Birkenhead to do our show from, so we must do that. We need to look at the Facebook site, because I've got a message on there I want to read out. Also, we've had an email in. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Jonathan, who's the producer, and I have had to negotiate on this, and rightly so, because his content is a little bit kind of dubious. I think it's a made-up email, but in case it's not, we ought to kind of discuss it on air. You're listening to Bloke Talk. It's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
This is Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
Here at City Talk 105.9, we're always giving you food for thought. Pretty soon, we'll have you giving thought to food. Because from October the 2nd, City Talk will be talking taste as we team up with 12 of the region's top restaurants to bring you an offer you can really sink your teeth into. For 12 weeks, we'll select a restaurant of the week and give you the chance to sample their culinary delights for half the price everyone else would pay. 12 weeks, 12 top restaurants, one very tasty offer. Talking Taste, exclusive to City Talk 105.9. Log on to citytalk.fm for details.
Introducing and explaining Bog Off from SafeStyle UK Windows and Doors. Thank you. B.
Buy.
O.
1.
G.
Get.
O.
1.
F.
Free.
Yes, for every single window or door that you buy, you get another absolutely free. There's flexible monthly payments to suit everyone's pocket, and they offer to beat any genuine like-for-like quote. It's as simple as it sounds. Bog Off. Buy one, get one free. Don't dilly-dally. For a free quote and an incredibly simple offer, call SafeStyle UK on 0800 106 107 now.
City of the Stars.
Hi, this is Alex Belfield, and you can join me this Sunday afternoon from 1 for City of the Stars.
This Sunday stars
Alec Jones.
To start with, you were right that most of the people that kind of like me were elderly in a way. But, you know, now I'd say that it's all ages.
And Sirian McKellen.
Well, I'm not wearing a frock at the moment, although being radio, perhaps I am, you know.
City of the Stars with me, Alex Belfield, Sunday afternoon at 1 on City Talk 105.9.
The LDP Business Week.
What do the current tough economic conditions mean for you and your family? And how are our region's big employers responding to the credit crunch? And how are our smaller firms coping with the slowdown in demand? To get the lowdown on how things are going for our businesses, tune in to the LDP Business Week this and every Sunday morning at 11 a.m.
The LDP Business Week, Sunday morning from 11 on City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
It is Bloke Talk. Thank you very much for getting involved and listening to the show or downloading it. I'm Duncan. Laura is here to offer a female perspective on all things bloke. And Toby is here as well. So what do we decide we're going to do? We're going to do this profile for you?
It's got to be put on the website.
Okay,
yeah,
it?
Let's do it.
What we need to do is make sure that this studio is fully cranked up IT-wise. So we can do that maybe next week.
During the show?
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
Okay.
It's real, isn't it?
Yeah, and me and you can have a think about it in the meantime of what we'd like to write, the main points, and you can endorse it.
Well, I believe that there is a part of the website where I have to then agree and add my own little additions as well.
Yeah, you have to write a message going, yeah, I agree with what the guys have said. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Absolutely, yeah. They're wrong. I'm not just good-looking. Yeah. I'm super good-looking. Good things like that.
Now, I've got loads of stuff to get through
and
here.
No ego whatsoever.
What do you want? Last week, Tobes, when you weren't here, we talked about this for the last few weeks, and it's slowly coming together. It's not an easy thing necessarily to put together. We talked about taking the show out and about, okay? Now, the first thing we talked about is doing it from your flat.
Yes.
Fascinating as that will be, obviously, it has been eclipsed by certain other propositions.
Yeah. Okay? Fine by me.
Now, I think...
Don't have to clean my toilets.
I would like to come to your flat at some stage. I think it would be quite an interesting experience.
Okay, do
with your one plate and fork. But what I'm thinking
more
is...
now.
You broke it.
The offers we've had coming in, okay, I think trump what we initially thought.
Okay.
And just to recap, what we're thinking
are
of
these
doing...
these genuine offers? You haven't gone out to search
offers
for these?
No, people They've have come forward and said, why don't you do it from here? So this is what Jonathan being the producer, we're thinking of. We're going to probably do a run of about 4 weeks. That's agreed, okay? So we'll be out for 4 weeks, consecutive, every week, consecutively, doing the show from a different location. Okay.
Bloke Talk month.
Now, what I thought we would do, Okay, I've got a cabbie called Gary, who's a big friend.
Gary the cabbie.
He's a big friend of the weekday show. Okay, he said, why don't you come and do the show from the back of our cab? He's got a proper old well, I call them hackney cabs, but you know, the black cabs,
hackney cabs.
Doors open in the funny direction,
even
all
we
of
know
that.
What they are.
Okay, they've got five seats in there in the back. Mm-hmm. So, 1 week we do it from the back of Gary the cabbie's cab, okay, and we do it around the city of Liverpool.
Great.
All right, it's great. North and south, we do that. And, you know, we stop some blokes on the way and go, hello.
Yeah.
How are you? That'll be great.
Good-looking ones, please.
Then, what I thought we would do is go across the water, okay, and I'm talking to someone who looks after quite a few bars in both the city and in the Wirral.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we do a bar or a pub or a restaurant somewhere on the Wirral. Yeah, maybe Heswall, maybe Birkenhead, maybe Wallasey, maybe a push even Chester, okay? Then, all right, we come back here, and maybe we do another bar this side of the water.
Yeah.
Okay, in the city centre. Then it takes me on to our fourth kind of like venue on the Loke Talk mini tour. And this is something that came in during the week from, and I've printed this off in really small print. Hang on, no, it's this one here. Okay, and this is from Paul, who is, he calls himself Paul the Taxi, and he's in Birkenhead.
Hi, Paul.
Now, you know, last week we were talking about having a Turkish shave. Do you remember that?
Yeah, okay. I remember that.
Well, he was talking about that. Oh, did you see that story during the week about the man who had the Turkish shave?
And scarred face.
It was a nightmare.
What was this about the Turkish shave? Because you asked me in midweek if I'd do one, and I'd be like, yeah,
well,
go on,
I think
whatever.
Paul, who's the taxi driver, suggested somewhere in Arrow Park, which is a Turkish barber. All right. So I'm thinking, you and I, Tobes. I mean, Laura, you're more than welcome to come if you want. But
will they do my legs?
Do your legs need it that much?
My legs are hairy.
Show us your hairy legs.
No. Oh, God, that's horrific.
No. Okay, let's have a look.
Do you not mind having hairy legs?
Oh.
Well, no one sees them.
Show me your legs.
Oh, that's horrendous. Duncan, what are your thoughts on hairy legs?
It depends how
Toby,
hairy.
Please.
It's bad. Well, sorry, this is bloke talk,
well,
Laura.
What agreed to come on this show. What is worse?
If a man was going to see them, then I'd shave them, but I can't be bothered to do it every day.
You never know when your luck might be
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Well, I'm not you that kind of girl.
I wasn't suggesting you were. What is worse, okay, really hairy legs in terms of, like, shaggy hairy legs or stubble?
Oh.
You see, I find the stubble more off-putting.
I don't know. I've never really seen really hairy legs like that, I don't think.
Yeah. When did you last shave
Stubble's
your legs?
Bad.
You got the Captain Caveman thing going on.
No, it was at the weekend, last weekend.
So how much
hairy
growth is
legs
there?
And hairy armpits are bad. They're
stubble.
A kick out of bed offence.
Oh, Toby, that's so sexist.
You're not
sexist.
Living in the real world.
Well,
that
Sorry.
Is wrong,
that's
Toby.
Horrendous.
Are you, what? So
okay, we're
going
to have to put this on the profile. Must not have hairy legs.
Yeah.
I'm
must
sorry,
be able
but
to shave
right,
daily.
You can't even bother to shave a small area that is your face.
Yeah.
How often do you do it?
It's entirely different.
Why is it different?
No, it's not.
It's entirely different.
Why?
Men go on about shaving as if it's such a big deal,
well,
right? We have to do a much bigger
no,
area.
No, it is a big deal.
Unfortunately,
it's a bigger deal doing your legs every day.
Not in my chins, it isn't.
Right.
Unfortunately.
All right, you've got quite... Yeah. I was going to say big legs. What's the right way of saying it? I don't know. All right. The area you would have to cover for shaving your legs is more than my face. Is that okay?
Yes.
Right.
So it's actually more of a big deal that women shave and not men.
I'm not suggesting
or wax
that,
or whatever
what
you have to go
if you let me say what I want to say, is that unfortunately... Our culture says that it's not that pleasant to have hairy legs or hairy armpits, but the fact is that it's acceptable. And in fact, you have expressed a particular desire for facial hair earlier on in one of our previous shows. It's just unfortunate for you, Laura, but the fact is that men don't like hairy legs and they don't like hairy armpits. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
I'm not...
Unless
maybe
it's a French
I'm being
lady.
Sexist about it. I don't know what you
no,
think.
No, French ladies, don't they have hairy armpits?
I don't care. They still need to
no,
shave
they're great
for me.
Lovers of French. They're great.
Well, okay... I understand that, and I do like to make the effort myself. Yeah. But if I
but not
was
now.
With it, no,
made the effort for us.
Yeah, why? You can't see my legs.
Go on.
Waxing. is a great technique.
Yeah,
really great technique.
So, how often do you wax your legs?
I don't really do it very often because the trouble with waxing is that you have to wait for it to grow back really long.
Ugh.
So is however long it's been now enough? Is that long enough right now?
No, you
can
have
we
to
not
grow
see?
Can,
I want to have a feel.
Go on, give us a flash of your hairy legs.
Go on, please.
Let's have a flash.
I'm not letting you.
Oh, just the shins.
Please leave me alone.
We just
want
to feel the shins.
Please leave me alone.
Well, no. I like them. Don't show Toby. Show me because I like it.
Well, Laura, why are you when you got so upset when I said? when you got so upset when I said you got so upset when I said that I didn't like it, and now you're really embarrassed about it. Yeah. So why, if you were like upset and thought I was being sexist,
I would never let a man see my hairy legs.
If I show you my big scars, will you show me your hairy legs?
No.
Oh.
She's gone into her box.
It's my only bargaining tool. I've got nothing else left.
No, because you'll go around the office saying that I've got hairy legs.
There's no cameras in here.
I'll show you my hairy legs if you show me yours.
Go on, just
Hang on.
Let's have a look.
They're stubbly. They're stubbly.
Oh, that's
I was expecting
it to be a lot worse.
I thought they were worse.
Let me have a go. Put your leg up here.
It's going to be a lot worse. You can't see
you can strike a match on that.
It's not that bad.
It's just stubble that.
If it was longer, I wouldn't
That's not
impressed.
Bad. I wouldn't.
You can get away with that.
To use your phrase, kick anyone out of
No. I'll tell you what, why don't She's I leave them to grow until next week?
No, but I'd rather
Okay, so this is a deal so far. Next week, Toby, we have to register him on mysinglefriend.com. And you can't shave your legs over the last 7 days, so we can see how much growth you get.
Her trousers.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, this guy suggested a Turkish barber, and the Turkish barber is in Arrow Park, okay? And you weren't here last week, Toes, because you're on holiday. And I was talking about the joys of having a proper Turkish shave. Okay, I'll explain to you during the week what
that is.
What
exactly is a Turkish
shave?
It's
with a naked blade.
Right.
All right? You're not mucking around with safety razors. Yeah. You're not mucking around with clippers. It is just a long blade, really sharp, kind of like a... I was going to say like a flick razor, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so basically
yeah.
It comes out and it's like a five.
Does it matter if you've got sensitive skin? Because I get quite sensitive skin. It's one of the reasons I don't shave as much as I could.
The thing is, they do lather you up really. You know, they really soap you up.
No, they go for it.
And they're kind of like,
okay.
And like that. And I was saying it's the best experience I had. I had to get a little bit drunk the first time.
Where did you do it?
In Turkey.
Oh, you actually did it?
Surprisingly.
And I bet that's worse than anywhere else.
No, it was great. And the other thing I was talking about is use a lighted taper to remove any hair up your nose or ears. Got to be a real man. To have a proper Turkish shave. Anyway, I digress. This gentleman, whose name is Paul the Taxi of Birkenhead, not only has suggested a Turkish barber here in the Great Northwest, so I'm thinking, if I remember, I'll Google them, phone them up, you and I can go down there with a microphone, maybe do a little bit for bloke talk.
Yeah.
You'd like that?
Okay.
But the other thing is, we'll get Paul from Paul the Taxi in Birkenhead to see, he said all you need to convert your equipment to a car is an inverter. Hey, seeing those
guys
talking
thumbs
about.
Up from the producer.
So what I'm thinking is two trips, one in Wirral, one around the city centre in a cab, different weeks, and also different venue, one on Wirral, one in the city as well.
Can we not add the fifth week, which was your brilliant idea of doing it on the ferry, going
between
the two?
I don't know how we're
going to
do that.
I bet they'd let us do it.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
They got any cigarette lighters on those boats?
I don't think we need
because we need an inverter.
Can we not do it with batteries?
I don't know.
Possibly.
Like, we've got this case, and you open it up, and it's got all these knobs and buttons in, but you need to power it up somewhere.
I think that we could do it.
Anyway, so, Paul, thank you for your text, and we will take you up on the offer. What we'll probably do is give you a call and see if we can make it work, and we'll come along in your cab with a load of recording equipment. Now, I'm just trying to think how big his cab's going to be, because Gary the cabbie's obviously got a big kind of London cab. We need... it needs four people comfortably, doesn't it?
Yes.
Most companies do.
Jonathan in the front with the old kit on his lap and kind of like the microphones dangling over the back and the lead into the lighter. Thing is, I quite like the idea of picking up a fare. I like the idea of rolling into someone like, I'm just trying to think, Oxton on the Wirral, just out of Birkenhead. And this poor woman's looking for a cab to go into town for the night. We go, hello! You're on the radio. You're in a pool tonight. Let's stroke your legs. So anyway, we'll try and...
Have you shaved them?
Well, that's not very good. So, Paul, thank you for that. We'll try and get in contact.
When are we going to do this first week, then?
We're going to plan it out, because I think we need to do it consecutively.
Yes. So
we're going like a mini tour. And let's be honest, winter is upon us. Clocks are going back. It's going back. You know, it's dark. It's not good. We need something to look forward to. So I'm thinking that'll be a good way of kind of like,
next couple of weeks, I think, maybe.
I reckon probably we'll have an itinerary in about 2 weeks' time. That's what
Excellent.
I reckon.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And, you know, it's a little bit of a movable feast because, you know, these guys might not be able to do it and we want to do it and stuff like that. But I think safely we can say this will be the first radio show ever broadcast from the back of a cab.
Do you reckon it's never been
done before? Groundbreaking.
Particularly in this part of the world.
There was a TV show that they did. They did like a quiz show from the back of a cab, didn't they?
Did they? Who was that then?
Yeah, they did. They had this cabbie that drove around all the various cities and picked up people, and they could win money in the back of his cab for answering questions.
It wasn't Fred Housegirl, was it?
Apparently, it was called Cash Cab.
Don't remember that.
And you got in, and the cabbie was like, it had lots of lights inside, and you got in, and he used to say, where are you going?
Yeah.
And you had to answer as many questions as you possibly could, and each one was worth, 20. £25 or whatever. Yeah. But if you got three wrong before you got to your destination, you just got chucked out the cab wherever you were.
Who was a cabbie then? Was it a famous presenter who was driving
it? Or was it just kind of it was like an actual cab really driver, because you had to have the knowledge and that sort of thing. Apparently they did it in Liverpool a couple of times as well. So,
It wasn't a radio show.
No, it wasn't a radio show, but they've done TV, so we're taking it a step further. Yeah. Clearly radio is the best medium. So.
It is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. You're listening to Bloke Talk. Duncan, Laura and Toby are here. I've got a note here from, this is, look, I printed this off the computer in such a small time, I can barely read it. Do you want to have a go? How good's your eyesight? I've got the old goggles on tonight.
I'm going to close up.
Okay, it's from the Facebook site, the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society. Craig Lucas has... you're good close up?
Yeah.
I better
he's
read
the
it.
Guy that set up the site in the first
place. Oh, did he?
He says...
he's one of the ones that I've rejected.
Great.
Yeah. You can't do that.
Toby, you're such a wet blanket.
Yeah.
You're never going to have any friends if you carry on like that.
No. Craig Lucas,
my friend, and Duncan's friend, and not Toby's, said, great show this week, guys. If you want to go on tour, why not contact Virgin Trains and go down
to... There are other train providers available.
Contact a train company and go down to London.
London.
Yeah.
Where the Cockneys are.
Yeah, down there. Thus taking Bloke Talk to the nation. I couldn't drive your train, though, as I work from Preston to Birmingham and Preston to Glasgow, Lime Street to Euston with a Liverpool crew. And gents from the length of the country would be fantastic. Bloke Talk on tour T-shirts and mugs to everyone you talk to. Every time you see an animal out of the window, Laura could do the relevant noise. Moo, etc., etc. Lol.
Did you ever do that with David, the cow
thing? Never did that. No.
We never did cows.
No,
that's a shame.
Cows. Just had to do.
Cows aren't very cute, though, are they?
Oh, I like cows.
I don't know, little moo moo.
I have an affinity with cows.
Calves are all right.
What noise does a calf make?
I have no idea.
Is it like a muted cow?
Well, that's a good idea, doing it on a train.
Well, there's an opportunity there. He doesn't go down to London on the train. Where does he drive his train to?
He does, which
Birmingham
routes does he
Preston,
does?
Did he say?
Yeah, he does Preston to Birmingham and Preston to Glasgow.
Fantastic.
We could sit in the front of the train with him.
We could go up and see the Scots.
Oh, Bloke Talk on tour up to Scotland would be awesome.
Yeah, Glasgow. Oh. All right.
Craig, thank you
for that. What it is, Glasgow, I've worked there. Glasgow can be tough.
Let's do it. Rough, I've got friends in Scotland. I've got a friend in Glasgow. We could stay with her.
Really?
Maybe.
What's her name?
Her name is Catherine.
Okay. So, Craig, thank you for that. Wouldn't that be great? Thing is, it's not his own train, whereas the other guys, it's their cabs. They can say, come and broadcast on the back of the cabs, that's fine. I think we'd probably have to go to the top man, Branson, and say, look, mate, can we use your train to broadcast?
I'm sure he listens to this
show. Or if you happen to own another train company, then that would be fine.
I'm sure he listens to this show.
Yeah. I've always wanted to drive a train.
I'd love to. Brilliant.
Yeah. Craig, thank you for that. Just a reminder, if you want to get in contact with the show, you can. There are two ways of doing it, really. One way is the email, which is great, which is Duncan, because that's who I am, Duncan, duncan@citytalk.fm. Or if you are on Facebook and you join the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society, very quickly he says, we didn't set it up, someone else did, and you can message us using Facebook. Listen, we need to come back in a few moments' time, because I've got this, it's kind of like an email letter.
Okay.
It's I'm feeling a bit hesitant now, because Jonathan and I had a conversation about whether or not we should do it, and we've had to reach an agreement because both of us are experienced in different areas of broadcasting. Jonathan a little bit more responsible and sensitive than I am, but equally there are certain things that we can't kind of talk about in this letter because it will give away someone's identity, might drop a hint, and if we read it out we can't actually have it traced back to anyone. Does that make sense? You're a journalist, you understand that.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. So we'll do that in a few moments' time. You're listening to Bloke Talk on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
This is Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks, City Talk 105.9.
Rob McLaughlin on City Talk 105.9.
This Sunday from 7, Evertonians, listen up. We've the first of two chances to win exclusive VIP tickets to see the Blues play away from home. We've teamed up with the Reebok Stadium to offer you a great opportunity to be wined and dined and watch the big match in style. We've all the latest news and sport. We again ask, who does Mark Lawrenson think he is? Russell Grant? We've music from a new British talent, Ruth Notman, and as it's make or break for the Prime Minister, we're live in Manchester for the Labour conference. Join me for Rob McLaughlin live only on City Talk 105.9.
Rob McLaughlin on City Talk 105.9.
Tricia on City Talk 105.9.
Hi, I'm Tricia Goddard. Coming up on this week's show, the woman who spent 5 years on death row and another 12 years in a US jail for a crime she didn't commit. Plus, when actions speak louder than words, body language expert Robert Phipps explains how the signals we subconsciously send and receive can help us in work and relationships. And to mark Freshers Week, how to survive as a new student. Join me on Sunday for Talk to Tricia.
Talk to Tricia, Sunday evening at 8 on City Talk 105.9. The Sullivan Show on City Talk 105.9.
His act can feature anything from blowing up a woman and eating balloons to cutting his hand off and doing press-ups on his willy.
I've never seen him do that.
This is the late night act.
I mean, that's weird, the entrance fee alone. If someone can do that, that takes not only commitment but an awful lot of courage. He should be in the Olympics with stuff like that.
The Sullivan Show on City Talk 105.9.
This is a man's world.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing.
It is Bloke Talk. It is the weekend. If you're listening to this on City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool, and if you're not, it means you've downloaded it or you're listening again, and we thank you for that. I'm Duncan. Toby's here as well, back from his holes, and Laura's here. I've got this thing, okay, and this is something that came into my email box a couple of days ago. Now I'm going to tell you what I think about this before I read it out. Okay, I think this is made up.
Okay.
I genuinely believe this is made up because it's a very strange thing for someone to email to a radio show.
Can I say that I've read it already, it's actually, there is a film that's had pretty much this exact story in
it. What film's that then?
Well, I don't know if I can say because it depends what we're going to say.
I'm intrigued
about the
by
email.
This. Can we get on with it?
Yeah, well, there's certain things I need to say. First of all, the person who sent it to us, I mean, you know, that's great. You sent it to us. I'll put a fiver on this not being necessarily a true story. But, of course, I mean, I've read this a couple of times, and I think, I mean, there's always a possibility that this could be genuine.
Okay.
And you've got to try and understand the psychology as to why someone would send this in to a radio station. I kind of want to try and understand that. Shall I read it out? Now, this person has emailed me at Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N, Duncan at citytalk.fm, and it's come in, and I won't read out their email address. I certainly won't read out their name, because the first thing they have on this is something that says that please don't read my name out.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what it says. Now, I'm not going to read it out word for word, because Jonathan and I have looked at it, and we've agreed there are certain things that we can't actually broadcast, because if we did, it might lead back to someone. And once you've heard this, you'll understand exactly what it's about. It says, "Hi guys, I normally listen to your Bloke Talk on a Saturday night when driving back from my shift. I cannot say any more because I need your advice, and after I've told you what I'm about to, I think you will know why I can't tell you any more. Say, do I inform the bosses about what happened, or do I not talk about
it?" Why is she sending an email to us?
Well, I don't know, but there you are. That's what came in. Okay, and I ask you not to read out the email, and I ask you not to kind of talk about the things that I've crossed out. I find that staggering, and I find it extraordinary as well. But it kind of just got me thinking that in terms of morally, I don't quite know what I think about that. But I find it bizarre on two levels. One, that it was emailed in to this radio show. And two, that actually ethically, you can kind of, if you wanted to make the argument, that kind of, you know, everything was all right in the end. Does that make sense?
It's
Or does that sound really bad?
It's unconsenting. As far as I'm concerned, that's not on.
What was the film? Don't mention the film's name, but right, can you write it down?
Yeah,
because I suspect it's a slightly
got some papers.
Because you see, I just find it, I wanted to mention it because I'm a big believer in what I call honest broadcasting, and I think, you know, sometimes we gloss over stuff far too much, and I find this whole thing fascinating because one, it was sent in, and two, quite possibly it might be a I hope it isn't, but a real story. Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh right, which is the Tarantino movie?
Yes.
Is that right? See, I think that's made up. What do you think, Laura? Do you think any woman would actually do that?
No.
No.
It's just a bit sick, isn't it, really?
I don't think it's true.
No. So why was it sent in?
Some people have got too much time on their hands.
They thought they'd just have a bit of a laugh, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've nailed my colours to a mast. I think it's a bit made up.
If it's true, tell the bosses. That's what I say.
So what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's...
Do you know what? I'm glad you said that. And I actually think that's the right course of action. God, I'm glad we agreed. I'm sorry, I feel the sense the tone in the studio has dropped a little bit.
But it's a bit serious.
But I wanted
it?
To. Do you understand why I wanted to do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I just found that was quite perversely, but it's just bizarre.
And
isn't it,
and hopefully, if it's true, we've given this person the answer that they wanted. They wanted some advice, yeah. and we are all 100% in agreement. Tell the boss.
It is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Let's bring things back to a light. Are you shocked by that? You've got a bit
very
white,
shocked.
Actually.
Tell you what, the hairs on her legs have fallen off.
My tan's fading anyway, so...
I'll tell you what I've got here, and this is interesting. I found this great website, and this website is called Ask Men, okay, .co.uk. And this is great for this kind of show, because we all talk about various topics, and we talk about things that we think men might be thinking about and their opinions, and Toby does that, and I do that, and Laura, why Laura's here is because we offer, you know, she offers a female perspective. Men, Ask Men, do regular surveys. This survey was responded to by, I think it was 75,000 men, okay, from across Europe. So it's not just Brits, okay, it's, you know, it's obviously anyone else in the European area. But I find this quite fascinating, and this is a lifestyle questionnaire, and I find these things amazing. So I thought it'd be quite good fun to actually just kind of do it here, and most importantly, find out what Toby would say, find out if it was popular, what I would say, and then get a female perspective from Laura as to whether or not the kind of results are, you know, do they make sense, should they make sense, or whatever. And this is great. This was done by Ask Men, which is a great website. Loads of stuff on there. There are other websites that you can visit, of course. This one here, question number one. If money were not a factor, what kind of car would you buy? A 4x4, a luxury saloon, an other, or a sports car? What do you think the most popular answer was, Toby? What do you think most men went for? There was a clear answer here that tramples over everything else.
I assume it was a sports car.
Yeah, bang on the money, 45%.
Yeah.
Followed by a luxury saloon and then a
4x4. Yeah, 4x4s aren't cool, are they? They're just functional.
Are they? See, well, I drive a 4x4.
They're functional.
But not because, you know, I'm a gas guzzler, I want to destroy the environment. I mean, obviously that's part of it. But, you know, I just have a family. I've got a wife and I've got a kid
that's
who's got more stuff than
it's
I have. So
for
buckets
you.
And spades, golf clubs and everything else goes in the back.
So it's
do you
functional.
Not fit three people in a normal car then?
Well, I don't want to do that.
Well, just, I don't know.
No.
If you
see, the beauty of a 4x4
I'm not going to get into an environmental debate with Duncan.
No, because you'll lose. But the beauty of a 4x4 is the fact that you are actually quite high up, so you can look down on other people.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, and they avoid you. Do you find men in a sports car attractive?
I don't care.
Would that make a difference?
I don't care about cars.
Really? Not in any way, shape, or form?
I don't even know what a different car
would it not be the deal clincher? A man in a sports car and someone else in a battered Fiat Punto?
No, I'd rather have someone in a battered car.
Would you?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because if someone had a sports car, it would say something to me about the type of person.
What would it say? Because 45% of men would go for a sports car, so what does that say?
They're materialistic.
Yeah. But if your man
that
who had a battered
care about image,
yeah. If your man who had a battered sports car, a battered Fiat car,
Punto,
came up one weekend having rented out a posh old sports car, would you be like, why
an
have you
old
done
one,
that?
An old
or
vintage
posh sports car, yeah. Whatever.
Oh. I'll do me a favour.
I'm not interested in cars.
If they came along and said, I'm taking you out for the weekend in this Porsche instead of my Fiat.
Yeah, I can hear that knicker out.
I'm sorry, I had this last week. When I was trying to tell the truth, which I do every week, last week, when you don't agree with something I say, you start arguing with me. Can't I just put my point of view across?
No, because I'm questioning
it. I am putting a female perspective across.
I don't believe it.
Well, this is my perspective, and I'm telling the truth.
Listen, your perspective is very valuable.
No, I don't lie on this radio station.
I'm not suggesting you lie for one moment. What I'm saying is, Toby's suggestion that if someone rented a classic sports car...
Yeah, a classic one would be all right.
Oh, right, so it would be okay.
No, because it's a nice old car.
A nice Porsche came along in a nice Porsche.
Okay, this is my point.
To take you out for the weekend.
My point is this.
Nice XJS, 1976.
Some posh car that costs loads of money, I think is a waste of money, and someone that spent their money on that instead of something decent.
What do you mean decent?
If you've got the money though, and you've got your nice house and everything else that you need, why don't you just buy a nice
car? I'd give it to charity. I'd rather they gave it to charity.
I think that's very noble of you.
Well, it's true.
That's fine. No one's calling you a liar. Don't go defensive. Just I'm only questioning
you. No,
you
get deep. No, because you don't believe anything.
No,
I
well, give me an example.
Last week,
what
when
did I say last week?
Last week, I said that women find unattractive men attractive, whatever they look like. Because
no, you didn't say that.
No, I said that women go for personality, not looks. And you say no, you're not telling the truth. And then I spoke to Ashley. He went,
I go, no.
He went, no, you're lying. And then I was so worked up by this. I was still thinking about it the next morning. I went to talk to Ashley, who works on reception downstairs.
Really?
And she totally agreed with me.
What did she say?
In fact, she said...
Yeah. Hasn't she got quite a good-looking boyfriend?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, she has.
Yeah, but she likes his personality.
He's called Rafe.
No, he's called Rolf.
Oh.
And she actually said she fancied you, Duncan.
Well, she's got good taste.
Yeah.
And listen,
it's clearly
what we need to do, Laura, because I'm a little bit upset by this. I'm actually quite offended because before this show started, I was accused of being 38, which I'm not. And then, secondly, you come on and you say that I don't believe you. I believe everything you say, but I'm allowed to challenge you and question you.
Yeah.
All right? That's what I'm doing.
Okay, fine.
So get back in your pram.
Okay.
Question number two. What was or what will be the primary reason behind your choice of car? Now, this was men who were asked. No, this is relevant. To impress females, to compete with my friends, co-workers or family members, for practical reasons, none of the above. What do you think, Tobes?
Oh, I know which one it would be.
You're a man.
General men, I think, would be to impress friends and co-workers.
Yeah, to compete.
Yeah.
I agree
would
with
be
that.
My guess.
You think that?
If they were being honest, rather than attracting women.
Yeah.
I don't think men really believe that cars do attract women.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
It might add to it, but doesn't attract them initially.
Do you not think so?
No.
It doesn't even add to it.
42% of all men questioned said none of the above.
Mm. I wonder what that 37% means.
37% said for practical reasons. 13% said to impress a lady. 8% said to compete with friends, co-workers or family members.
That was the least.
Wrong,
I
thought the same.
What does that say about you? You would buy a car because you want to actually say to your colleague, hey, look at the size of my engine.
Are you asking me what I would have said? Because I'd have said none of the above. I think if men... I think a lot of men would be not none of the above.
I love this. Can I ask you this one? Is the size of your television screen important to you?
Very much so. Oh, yes.
The options? No, I could not care less about the size of my TV. Yes, I believe that bigger is better. Yes, a big screen makes me feel like a big man. Or, yes, a big screen makes me feel closer to the action.
Oh, bigger is better.
Yeah.
I love it.
What do you reckon, Laura?
The last one.
One of the first things
I
did.
You see, you are so tapped into the male psyche.
One of the first things I did when I got into my flat was buy a big TV.
Yes, a big screen makes me feel closer to the action. Yeah. Only 2%, Tobes, said yes, a big screen makes me feel like a big,
big man.
That's not me.
Do you do any personal grooming? I don't want to go on to about this too much because last week we had this bloke in who basically is the biggest metrosexual on the
planet. I don't wear diamond encrusted pants, if that's what you mean.
You heard about that?
Yes.
Which of the following best describes your grooming approach? Hair, manicure, pedicure, and exfoliation on a regular basis?
No.
Rick Vaughan.
Haircut and exfoliation from time to time. Other, whatever that might be. Just the basics. Haircut, shower, and shave. What do you do? Do you use moisturiser?
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm probably not quite D, but I'm probably not B either. I'm sort of in between.
Do you know what I was saying last week, wasn't
exfoliate.
I was thinking of using moisturiser to get rid of my quite clearly wrinkly and bad skin that makes me look 38. But I haven't done that over the last 7 days.
Not that it was Jonathan that called you 38 or anything.
He called me 38 earlier. I was really offended. The most popular is just the basics.
Is this 46-year-old Jonathan?
Getting on, bless him. Be on Saga Radio one day. Just the basics. Haircut, shower and shave. That's what the majority of men do. Three out of four men do that. I think most men do. You see, when we had Rick in last week, I just thought that was so unnatural. He's the only man I've ever met who has a pedicure and a manicure.
He has shiny nails.
I know.
Bit strange, that.
He showed
us
his boxer shorts. He had things on them.
But would you show us your boxer shorts?
Maybe, if you want to see
them. The reason he's prepared to show his boxer shorts like that is because he knows that his body is honed to perfection and he doesn't mind showing his bits off.
My boxer shorts come from Marks and Spencer's, as I said last week, and I'm very proud of the
fact. Loose or tight?
And you can buy boxes from other shops as well.
Yeah, you can. They're very baggy.
Women would want to know, I'm sure. They're very baggy.
Yeah.
I remember in Big Brother, one of the contestants was told that his boxers looked like a light shade, which amused me highly.
Why? Why was that?
They were large, shall we say.
I like this. How many drinks do you consume weekly? Now, bear in mind, this is Europe, so we've got the biggest country, boozing country in the world in this survey, i.e. us, followed by the Mediterranean attitude and maybe France, Spain, Italy, where alcohol is a factor and consumed in many meals, but not necessarily to excess.
Mm.
How many drinks do you consume weekly? 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
0. 4 to 6. 7+.
See, I find this really hard to answer because if you average it out, I could do it if I averaged it out over a month, but there are some weeks when I literally don't drink a thing, and then there might be one night
what?
When
Hang
I go
on.
For...
Whoa. What, you go for a week without boozing?
Yeah, easily.
God, what's that like?
Fine. I love
that's,
it.
How does that happen?
Well, I'm a busy man and I take my work very seriously.
Well, so do I.
So the other thing is that I actually don't like wine very much. And I always think it's nice to have a glass of wine, but if you have your first beer, you quite often want a second and a third.
Yeah.
But I'm not a big wine drinker. I'll have it with a meal every now and then. But generally, I wouldn't choose to have a glass of wine when I go home. And so if I had one beer, I'd probably lead on to more.
See, wine's my downfall. I go to the pub, but I'm great on the... I love the beer. It's great. I was in the White Star earlier. I had a pint of Nicky Nocky New.
Wow.
Nice.
I just made that point because, you know, we've got some great pubs in the city, but I find this... I actually admire you for actually not drinking from one week to another.
Yeah, easily.
Do you drink quite regularly?
You're looking at me as if you think I do.
Well, do you? Wouldn't matter because this question was all about blokes. You never know because you're...
Never drink at home.
No.
Never drink at home.
Not on your own, no.
That's good. So, Tony, what do you reckon? What do you guys reckon the answer was here? Over 7.
You would have thought
4 to 6, 0, 1 to 3. What do you think the most popular answer was?
Not 1 to 3. Over 7, I'll go with. I'll go with Laura.
But I think it's actually going to be 4 to 6.
You see, I think the men who answered this question, the 75,000 men across Europe, lied. Yeah. Right. Because the most popular answer is 1 to 3.
No.
Now, I can tell you from men I know, I can tell you from my own consumption, you go to the pub for a quick one and it will become 2. All right, that's what happens.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, and so you work that out over the course of a week.
Maybe they thought the question was how many times do you drink? Do you drink?
Well, they're obviously very thick men because the question is how many drinks do you consume weekly?
Well, if the questions were in English and they were all foreign, then, you know, easy mistake to make.
It might be like three binge drinking.
Now, this is all about lifestyle and fashion. Here's a question. Do you want a one on metrosexuality or how many pairs of shoes men own?
Shoes.
How many pairs of shoes do you own? Okay. The answer, or rather the options were 7 to 10 for a man, 1 to 3, over 11, or 4 to 6. Now, I'm just trying to work out what I've got. I've got a pair of wellies. I've got these on.
Wellies?
I've got another pair. Of course I've got wellies. What are you laughing at? Everyone should have a pair of wellies.
For when you go to festivals, right?
In the back of their car. What do you mean, festivals? You not walk on the beach? You not walk in the country?
No, wellies.
You not walk on the Welsh mountains? What's the matter with you? What do you walk in, flip-flops? Anyway, got a pair of wellies.
Pair of trainers?
I've got
even
one
walking
of these,
boots.
Two of these. I've got... I've got five pairs of shoes. What have you got?
Do I have to wear them regularly or is it just what I own?
How many pairs of shoes do you own? Which part of the question did you not understand?
Probably a dozen, I'd have thought, knowing me.
A dozen, that's interesting. Yeah. What do you reckon, Laura? What do you reckon the answer is?
I think the answer probably is 7 to 10.
Dozen, what have you got?
But it's only because, you see, the reason I say, do I have to wear them is because I don't necessarily wear them out, but then I don't chuck them when
they're
not
worn. What do you do with them then?
I just sort of leave them and then they pile up and then sometimes
have you got them in that funny walk-in wardrobe of yours?
I think it's useful to have just an old pair of shoes in case you ever do something that is like muddy and minging and then you can just chuck them out when you finish.
Why don't you just get wellies?
Because that would make me have 13 pairs of shoes.
Well, the answer is 4 to 6. 50% of men had 4 to 6 pairs of shoes.
I would say I'm within that if it's the ones I wear.
19% of men said 7 to 10. 26% of them said 1 to 3, and only 8% said they had over 11 pairs.
One more than one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
You've got to have. You know, you got work, casual. trainers.
Yeah.
Wellies.
All right, very quickly, last question. I'm just trying to think. We could do new clothes. We can talk about how you dress. Do you prefer to pay by cash or credit? I was looking at this earlier statistic that I thought was interesting. At what age? I like this one. This is good. Courtesy of Ask Men, though there are other websites. At what age should a man stop playing video games? Right? And this is the... these are the options, okay? We're not talking Pac-Man on the Atari. We're talking about what your Xbox is and your PlayStations. At what age should a man stop playing video games? 75,000 men were asked about this. Different nationalities, good cross-section.
Okay. Any sort of age? Do we know what sort of ages these men were that
Yeah, it was 18 through until 45.
Right.
Okay. At what age should a man stop playing video games? Real men don't play video games. 20 years of age, 30 years of age, never. Now, Laura and I have a view on this. I think it's a shared view, isn't it? And it's good that you and I make amends, because this week's been a little bit sparky.
I know.
You've been a little bit aggressive towards me. I've got to be honest with you. And you and I believe that actually, if you're a real man, you know, you should be out hunting, playing rugby.
Yeah.
Making love to girls, fixing cars.
But not new, nice cars.
Not playing Super Mario Go-Karting Stars, whatever it's called. So you and I are shared on this. But when they asked 75,000 men, at what age should a man stop playing video games? What do you reckon they said?
I reckon they said 30.
30. Well, they said 30, but only 10% of men said 30.
Oh.
8% of men said 20. 10% said real men don't play video games. 72% said never.
See, I have actually got a theory on
this. The male population in Europe is going to hell in a handcart.
I have got a theory on this.
No, I haven't got time for your theory.
Can
this
I not
is
just
a short
tell you
one.
I think once you've got kids who start playing on them, perhaps you should stop.
Lame argument. Right, that's Bloke Talk for this week. Thank you very much for getting involved. Toby, thank you. You off to play Super Mario 6, whatever it is?
No, I'm going to go and watch the rest of the football.
Fair enough. Laura, thank you.
Thank you.
Give us a little lion noise before we go. And I'm Duncan. Thank you very much. It has been Bloke Talk here on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
Listen, and log on to the voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.